So the band director was a new guy. Of course, everything was new to us because we were freshmen. But I was a little cynical, you know, about band. Band had been kind of playtime for a bunch of my friends, and it was the class you took to avoid taking other classes. You knew you could just kind of hang out and everything was going to be fine, play around. Well, I was a serious musician, and band was the most important course to me, and this guy had better be good. So we came in the first day into band class, and we all sat down, and we sat down in the way that we pretty much had been in June the previous semester. And he came in. He was a tall man, big, imposing fellow. The first thing he did was to reseat us, and the freshmen all sat at the bottom. You know, the last chairs, seniors, juniors, sophomores. That made sense, except to the freshmen. And then he made that proclamation about us getting used to him. And I'm sorry, but I didn't remember him smiling the entire hour. So we all went home. Several of us told our parents, this just is not going to work. This is not going to work. We don't think he's very nice. Fortunately, our parents advised we should have a wait and see attitude. Well, the reward for waiting is that what we saw changed our world. It changed our whole lives. Of course, the first change was we realized that Mr. Fisher could laugh and joke and tease. And then there was that look. No, I mean that look, that look of detached amusement. Like he was watching it all go by, watching it all unfold, and just inside he was just so delighted with it all along the way. That look got to be really familiar. But also what changed was we found out we had to pay attention. We had to sit up. We had to practice. We had to become musicians. What a concept. But there were other concepts too. We learned about showy marching. We learned about showy music. We learned about a showy drill team and showy high steppers and a showy majorette and a drum major who was being showy. We learned to put on a show. Another concept. And lo and behold, the people did come. We went to contests, we were adjudicated, we were expected to come back and use what we learned. And then the community got involved, and then our parents got involved. Here came the band boosters, and then the program began to thrive. Ken Fisher taught us the joys of being on a team. Different kind of team, not a sports team, but a musical team. But it was still the joy and the discipline of doing something together. He taught us to reach out to the world, to bring its good parts into our lives, to explore possibilities without losing our values. It was fun, mostly. I remember Pendleton. It was pretty hot, and yeah, people were having a hard time, and we all came away with these splitting headaches, and our hosts got us into this big hall that I'm sure was made of pure aluminum. And then they set out a nice lunch for us. I remember I had egg salad sandwich. I won't go into why I remember that. But our heads were aching. We were pretty tired and everything, and the lunch was okay. We had just gotten started on the lunch, and they brought in the entertainment. It was the biggest, baddest, loudest drum and bugle corps in the Pacific Northwest. Now put that drum and bugle corps in that metal building with a bunch of kids with headaches, and you can imagine what happened. And I know why Lee Pangle was upset, because his daughter Jennifer was the first one out the door with her hands over her ears screaming, "No!" And everybody else followed her. So yeah, it was mostly fun. Ken's world changed that day too, so he was learning as he went along. Our era was the workshop. We didn't come away with awards in those first two few years. We didn't take the really big, wonderful trips. Those all happened later. But when we started, I guess we really didn't have any way of knowing what an important thing this transition would be to the community. Ken was kind of a quiet, unassuming guy in his way. He and Nancy met the needs of a lot of people, a lot of kids, who didn't have anybody to meet their needs. And at the same time, Ken was able to pay attention to those of us who had everything. Loving families, plenty to eat, lots of shelter, you know, all of those things. He was able to meet our needs too. He was just right there for us. So it was his job to take this scraggly bunch of kids in a community that didn't have nearly the pride it ought to have, and change us from marking time to marching forward with a sophistication we had never even imagined. It was a tall order, but then he was a tall guy.